delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it. My next guest said that if there was a good policy out there, he would work with Donald Trump and support the president. Yesterday, we saw the tax plan go through the United States Senate, 51-48, not a single Democrat supporting. It went through the House, 229-203, not a single Democrat supporting. And I wonder why. Nancy Pelosi calls it Armageddon and tells us people will die because of this tax bill. It seems a little bit on the extreme end, but we'll ask for ourselves. Congressman Dan Kildee is here with us. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
All right, so you said on this program with me on a couple of different occasions you would vote with the president if you thought there was something you could agree on. How can there not be a single Democrat that supports this bill?
Well, there were a lot of Republicans who didn't support it, too. Did you ask them?
Well, there's a dozen, but I'm asking you.
Listen, the dozen Republicans who didn't support it are the Republicans that are most likely to work across the aisle. These are people I know. So let's not ask the question about why a Democrat or a Republican didn't support it. Why don't we talk about the substance of the legislation?
All
that
right.
Really leads us to the answer
fair
to the
enough.
Question.
Is it good
it should
to
never
get...
be,
All right,
and you
fair
should
enough.
Never ask the question about whether a Democrat or a Republican supports it. It should be about whether this is a good idea.
All right, well, let me ask you
as a member of Congress should support it. And I don't think it's a good plan. I think it's a opportunity.
Do you support it? Let me ask the question. I'll follow your lead. Let me ask the question. Should we lower the corporate tax rate in America from 35% to 21% to be on par with the European Union?
Yes.
All right. Should we lower all tax income brackets as they did in this bill? I've run numbers, Congressman, for $50,000 income, $100,000, $250, $1 million, several calculators online to be able to do this.
Right.
Everybody
exactly.
saves money on this deal. I haven't found anybody except small business owners like myself.
Does, number one.
I didn't get the amount
Secondly,
of savings.
So
I'd
let me just answer your question.
Okay.
Number one, if you want to sort of play gotcha and say should we lower it to 21%, that's not really the question.
That's not gotcha.
Should we lower
it to
21% and do it in a way that actually reforms the elements of the tax code so that the effect is to actually get us to 21%? Because here's the reality, which we all know, is that the corporate tax rate was too high. But the other problem with the corporate tax rate is that it is dramatically unevenly applied to businesses across the spectrum, right? Some companies don't pay any taxes. Some pay almost up to that 35% rate.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of reducing overall corporate tax rate by getting inside the tax code and balancing the reductions by eliminating some of those disparate impacts, I go to what Congressman Dave Camp, a Republican from Michigan, who was the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who spent years working on his own proposal. What he proposed is bringing down the corporate tax rates by eliminating some of those reductions that essentially brought the effective rate down on average to about 27%. For some companies, down to almost zero, but for many of them, they were still paying the top rate. That was the problem with the tax code that had been articulated over and over and over again. They didn't do that. They left in place all of those provisions that allow deductions to bring down the effective rate. And so instead of having those reductions applied to a 35% rate, those reductions will be applied to a 21% rate. That's problem number one. Problem number two, the corporate side of the tax code is permanent in terms of the reductions. The individual rates, which we could argue as to how they should be apportioned, but that's a deep detail. I'm happy to do it, but that's a lot of detail.
Well, no, I understand that.
We can just say, but why are those set to expire?
Well, I agree with you. So here's my question. Why did you not get involved and negotiate with Republicans and say, you know, maybe it's a good idea to make those reductions on...
Steve, you've got to be kidding me. You know the answer to that question.
I don't know the answer
really,
to that question.
You've got
here's
to
the
be kidding
point.
Me.
What I see is a lot of finger-pointing in Washington, a lot of people that don't work with each other.
Steve, you know how this bill was written.
Go ahead.
There was not a single Democrat invited to the conversation. I asked repeatedly, over and over again, if we can have a, if I even just me individually could have a seat at the table. Not only was I and every other Democrat left out, most Republicans were left out of the conversation. This tax bill was written by about six members of the House and Senate, and it was released for review. For us, it was 48 hours before it first came to the floor of the House.
All right, fair. Okay.
For the Senate,
let me ask you a question. Why did the Democrats not come to the table with a tax?
0 minutes.
Democrats had control of both houses prior to that, under Barack Obama. But tax reform was not. Everything you said is right. We should lower corporate rates. We should lower individual rates. Things you agree with. We should double the tax, the credit for children, I believe you agree with, right? For the child tax credit.
But just wait a minute now. Yes, we should. But not the way they just did it, because my view is a child tax credit should not be based on the income of the family. The cost of raising a child and the value that we want to invest in that child shouldn't be determined by how much income. And I'll just give you an example of one of the details of this plan.
Make it quick.
If you are a minimum or near minimum wage income earner, the child tax credit gives you about $75 a year. In the child tax credit, $75, the way the Senate plan works. If you make $400,000 a year, the child tax credit gives you $4,000 a year. Why not make the child tax credit a flat credit? They didn't do that. I don't know why.
But some of it is refundable, $1,400. And again, these are conversations that maybe could be had. But I guess my bottom line is this, because I don't have any more time left, unfortunately. Is this Armageddon? Are people going to die because of this? I mean, that's what Nancy Pelosi said.
Here's where I don't agree with some of the rhetoric, so let me just start with that. But the second half of this, which Paul Ryan has already signaled, is dramatic reductions in Medicare, Medicaid, and they imply some changes in Social Security. If, for example, a lot of people are booted off Medicaid, there will be implications. I don't like the rhetoric of saying people will die.
Fair enough.
The truth is, I
have to leave it
people
there,
won't have access to health care when they need it.
I'll just say this, Congressman. Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you.
There you have it.
Merry Christmas to you.
There you have it. Back in a minute.
Today. Wolverine Water has been locally owned and operated in Michigan since 1947, so nobody understands your water issues better than Wolverine. Get your free water test by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. One of our trained water professionals will personally meet with you, discuss your concerns, and put a plan together to treat your water. Get your free water test at WolverineWaterSystems.com now.
Now a message from Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. Do you believe truth and liberty are under assault in our country today? The Great Lakes Justice Center was founded to defend truth and protect liberty in today's turbulent times. Forces that have no concern for our nation, our Constitution, and our God-given inalienable rights are attacking our liberties every day. Go to GreatLakesJC.org now to find the resources you need regarding current cultural issues to equip yourself and defend truth.